Another week, another movie to review, and I'm here with Sean as well, who's telling me all about...
Sinners.
Sinners, right. All I know about this is that it got 16 Oscar nominations, the highest ever. Tell me all about it.
So, Sinners was released last year, and it's directed by Ryan Coogler, who previously directed the Rocky spin-off Creed and the two Black Panther movies for Marvel. The film stars Michael B. Jordan, who had worked with Coogler on all his previous films. And it also stars Hailee Steinfeld, Miles Caton, Jack O'Connell, and Delroy Lindo.
Okay, now tell me, give me the premise of this movie. What's going on in Sinners?
The film is set in the early 1930s, and it focuses on two twin brothers who are both played by Michael B. Jordan. And they're trying to leave their troubled life behind them and return to their hometown to start over. But they discover that a greater evil is waiting for them to come back.
Okay. Is this a horror movie or is it a thriller or what is it?
It's a horror film because there's vampires.
All right, okay. Is it on a gore fest of 1 to 10, how are we on the gore?
I'd say it's not your standard.
It's more a thinking man's horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what the 60 nominations, Sean, has it rightly deserved all those nominations?
I'd say it did if it wowed audiences.
Yeah.
And Ryan Coogler can do no wrong when it comes to making great films like he did with Black Panther and Creed.
Is there a sort of an underlying tone? I know, as you say, it's a horror and it's to do with kind of different things. We don't want to give too much away here. But is there an underlying tone in it because it's set in the 1930s? Is there anything else even more sinister going on?
No, it's just vampires.
Right, okay. Right, so we have a movie now in the Oscars up for nomination. We have Frankenstein, one of the Oscar nods, and Vampires, and then we have Holy. We have very unusual movies this year kind of up for Oscars, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And of course, Wicked getting nothing.
Yeah.
What was that about? Why do you think that they blanked it so much? I mean, let's be honest. Okay, whatever, but they had a couple of original songs. All right, okay, we know it's based on a stage show. But I mean, for costume design, set design, and some of the effects that were in it, I mean, they surely deserve something.
Yeah, I actually haven't heard reports about why it got snubbed, and...
Seems to be a big snub to it though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I heard some other films got snubbed as well.
Yeah, and this is the thing with Oscars. Sometimes I find if you have a good movie and you say, oh, that should do well, but it's those movies that are kind of lurking underneath the surface. You know, there's a couple of ones like Sinners, as you say, since last year. There wasn't a big hubbub about it last year.
Yeah, it was less talk and it just turned out it surprised everyone.
One of those movies. Well, look, we wish them all the best. You know, they're, as I say, 16 must have ahead of Titanic with 12, was it? 12 or 14? And then the other one would have been Avatar, I would imagine, was it?
I'd say so.
Yeah, one of those ones.
Yeah, anyway. One of those.
But 16, that's a huge... I mean, it's always going to carry that now, the most nominated, Oscar-nominated movie ever. Whether they win all 16 is another thing.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just have to wait and see. Out of 10?
I'd give this one a 9.5.
9.5, you loved it.
It's one of my favourite films of 2025.
All right, excellent. That's it, Sinners. Check it out. And that is, you can check all this out as well. And we put a link to the trailer for you as well up on YouTube if you want to have a quick look at that. And if you've already seen the movie, leave us a comment down below and let me know what you think of it. Thanks very much, Sean.
No problem.